Injury update. Writer's day to day. Not sure if he'll be ready for tomorrow. Stewart's day to day. Who else we got? Peluso. I just think he's just started to skate today on his own, but he's a ways away. He's week to week still.
Slater's
week to week plus.
Jack Redden.
He's expected in early April, I believe. You know, be good to see him. I talked to him last week. He was in great spirits, or about 10 days ago. He was doing really good.
Yeah,
just banged up shots and stuff like that.
You know.
Well, I'm trying to disguise it by saying it's blocking shots. I think so, yeah. Yeah, so everything seems to be okay. Just kind of making them make sure they're ready to go tomorrow.
You just put yesterday away, move forward.
Yep.
You played pretty good for the first half of the game. Would you agree with that?
No. First half of the first, maybe. First period, maybe. I didn't like the second too much. I think we got demoralized a little bit with the score. And they play a hard game. They have the puck all the time. And if you don't get it away from them, you chase it a lot. That's frustrating for players to play. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, they do that, though, more than just us. And they were going good. I mean, Crosby was going good, and Malkin was excited to be back. And you know what, like, it's hard. No, I didn't. He didn't say anything. I didn't, you know. Because you can't, really no sense in arguing, because the first thing they'll say is it's not our call. I don't have the phone there, like, get smart, you know, the shoe off. And, Toronto? Yeah, we're excited about tomorrow. We're back on his note. You know, you forget about it, you move it. It just, we have, you know, we don't have a lot of games left. Our window of opportunity is good right now, and it helps your focus. It helps a lot of things. It enables you to just stay on task, stay on the game. The game tomorrow for us, you know, pretty hard not to focus on that game and for that game. And if we can have success, this would be a time to put your best foot forward. So that's what we'll be trying to do. We both teams understand the implications of the game, knowing that there's still some time left to do some things. I don't know when the comfort level will hit, if there ever is one. Even if it did hit, I wouldn't tell you until the season was over. Excuse me. The game that we played against them? I think it's a new game, new time, you know. I don't know that you sit and say, we'll pre-scout off it. We'll take some things out of that game, that because we won the game, so we can look at it and say, you know, here's what worked. But it doesn't necessarily mean it'll work again, but.
Did you notice any difference in their style of play from the game in January? Because it was just such a weird game with all the circumstances back then.
Yeah, I don't think there's any comparables. That was a little bit wild for us, really. And even they might have been affected a little bit by it, but we ended up winning the game. It was a really strange game, that game a while back. This was more of an evenly played game. We managed to score goals in this game. I thought the game, though, looking back at it, was a pretty good game. We scored goals. I mean, they scored one for us. I mean, that's how tough it was going for them. You know. Staying out of the box? Yeah, you know what? That's something I thought about after the game, too, and thought, that we didn't give them that, thank goodness. Yeah, it was good. We played with discipline, but sometimes that's what happens when you're defending. You know, when we were defending a lot there. In our zone, there was periods of time where we were in there for a while, and they were zipping it around like it was a shinny game, you know. But that's their skill level. That's no disrespect to our players. That's their skill level, and they move. Like they move.
Did you decided it's the starting goalie. I assume Pavlik will get the start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you think Evander Kane shot the puck at the referee last night? Did they come over and give you some kind of warning after that happened? I noticed the referee had your bench right
now. Right. No warning, no. Just a slight conversation. And I can't speak for if and what, and I didn't ask. I never went there.
Hey, guys.
Thank you. Have a good Friday.
Oh, thanks. Jeez.